This is Akashvani, the news read by Akhila. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate in the centenary celebrations of the Rashtriya Swayam Sevak Sangh RSS in New Delhi this morning. The centenary celebrations will highlight the legacy of the RSS, its cultural contributions and role in the country's unity. On the occasion, the Prime Minister will release a specially designed commemorative postage stamp and coin highlighting the RSS contributions to the nation. India-European Free Trade Association, EFTA, Trade and Economic Partnership Agreement, TEPA, will come into effect from today. Ministry of Commerce and Industry in a statement said that the agreement was signed on 10th of March last year in New Delhi. EFTA is an important regional group with several growing opportunities for enhancing international trade in goods and services. EFTA countries are Iceland, Liechtenstein, Norway and Switzerland, and among them, Switzerland is the largest trading partner of India, followed by Norway. The Indian Railways is set to launch its first Assured Transit Time container train service on a pilot basis between Delhi and Kolkata. The inaugural run will begin today, operating from ICD Tughlakabad Terminal in Delhi to CTCS Kolkata, with scheduled stops at Agra and Kanpur terminals managed by the Container Corporation of India Limited, CONCOR. The special service is designed to ensure a guaranteed transit time of 120 hours, marking a significant milestone in the logistics sector. The government has extended the cut-off date to exercise choice for Unified Pension Scheme UPS by 2 months till 30th of November this year for eligible existing employees, past retirees and legally wedded spouses of the deceased past retirees. Earlier, the last date was still yesterday. Delhi government has declared a one-day state mourning today following the passing of a senior BJP leader. Delhi's first chief executive councillor and the first president of Delhi BJP, Professor Vijay Kumar Malhotra. The chief minister expressed deep sorrow over his demise, calling it an immense and irreplaceable loss. She said that the state government would ensure that his last rites are conducted with full honours. In Tamil Nadu, 9 labourers died and many more injured when an under-construction arc collapsed near Punneri at Ennore Thermal Power Plant. The injured have been admitted to Stanley Government Hospital. Meanwhile, Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed deep grief over the loss of lives in the accident. The Prime Minister has also announced an ex gratia of 2 lakh rupees from Prime Minister's National Relief Fund to the next of kin of each deceased and 50,000 rupees for the injured. Mr. Modi also wished speedy recovery for those injured in the accident. Tamil Nadu Chief Minister M.K. Stalin also announced 10 lakh rupees ex gratia to the families of the deceased. In a statement, he expressed condolences to the bereaved families. In central Philippines, at least 13 people died following a powerful 6.9 magnitude earthquake. According to the U.S. Geological Survey, the quake occurred just 10 kilometers beneath the surface, with its epicenter located west of Palembang and near the city of Bogo in Cebu Province. Chief Election Commissioner Gyanesh Kumar has thanked voters of Bihar and election officers, including Chief Electoral Officers of Bihar, Electoral Registration Officers and booth-level officers. He also thanked party leaders and media for ensuring the successful completion of special intensive revision in Bihar after 22 years. The Election Commission published the final voters list of the Bihar Assembly elections yesterday. According to this final list, 7 crore 42 lakh voters have been included in the list who will be able to exercise their franchise in the upcoming Assembly elections. The Alipur Weather Office in Kolkata of the India Meteorological Department forecasts rain over districts of South Bengal with thundershower. Heavy to very heavy rainfall is likely to occur over South 24 Paragonas, Purva Medinipur and Howrah. A cyclonic circulation over the North Bay of Bengal is likely to be formed into the low-pressure area today and subsequently into a severe low-pressure area which will move towards Odisha coast on Friday. India staged a brilliant comeback after a middle-order collapse to beat Sri Lanka by 59 runs in a rain-affected opening match of Women's World Cup in Guwahati. Batting first, India posted a total of 269 for 8 in 47 overs. And that is the end of this news bulletin.